Federal and Portland authorities join forces to crack down on rioters, three arrests made. By Penny Starr on September 3, 2020. The Trump Department of Justice is working with Oregon law enforcement to arrest and prosecute violent rioters who have so far escaped accountability for their alleged crimes. Those crimes include threats to police officers and city employees, and one man who claimed to have planted a bomb in a local police precinct. Fox News reported on the three arrests made public on Thursday. The FBI arrested Kyle Robert Torno, 36, on Wednesday morning in connection with the false threat, which was made through Portland Police Bureau's Track IT online communication system on July 24, the Department of Justice said Wednesday. Torno, a Seattle resident, allegedly used a fake name to report that he would plant an explosive inside one of PPB's precincts. He was charged with making a threat to damage and destroy a building and later admitted to sending the threat. "I'm going to bomb a police precinct in Portland, Oregon. The bomb is already in place and has been packaged in a way that prevents detection from canine officers. Unless your officers disengage your war with the citizens of Portland, I will blow up this precinct," Torno wrote, according to the criminal complaint of his arrest. "You are weak. We are strong, many and fluid in nature," Torno wrote. "If I am caught, others will take my place and immediately detonate the bomb. This is a felony threat. Please take this seriously to avoid death." The DOJ said Torno, who has previously been arrested for harassment and car theft, could face up to 10 years in prison and a fine of $250,000. Jesse Herman Bates, 38, made a court appearance on Wednesday on civil disorder charges for allegedly shooting a firefighter in the chest with a metal ball bearing on the morning of July 13. On August 24, Portland police said Michelle Peterson O'Connor, 31, picked up a helmet and threw it at a police officer, striking him in the head while he is making an arrest, according to DOJ. Meanwhile, Portland police said that the nightly violence continues with additional arrests made on Wednesday night. Follow Penny Starr on Twitter.